Governor Ducey and GOP legislative leaders continue to talk about how to fund teacher pay raises. There's some disagreement over where the money could come from and how much economic growth the state can count on to bring in more money for those raises. Joining me to talk about that is House Speaker J.D. Mesnard. And Mr. Speaker, did last week's vote by teachers to strike and the pending Thursday action change anything for you and your colleagues at the Capitol?
You know, we've been prioritizing education funding and teacher pay in particular since well before the vote to strike. So I don't know that it's going to change much. We're still working and working as quickly as we can to put a budget together that does prioritize teacher pay. We're going to continue to do that. There is an assumption that I have and that many of my colleagues have that it doesn't matter what we do, that there's going to be a strike, unfortunately. I think that's sad for the students and parents and going to have a lot of impact across the state, but we are going to work to get a lot of new money to teachers, and whether the strike happens or not, we're going to continue to do that.
Has it sort of sped up the timeline or maybe increased the sense of urgency to get things going maybe a little more quickly than they have been going before?
You know, perhaps to some folks, we've been working pretty diligently the entire session, and we're always hoping to get done within 100 days, which is a week ago, and so the fact that we've gone past that, the urgency would have occurred anyway. So I don't know that the strike has had an urgency effect. Again, the priority has always been education funding and teacher pay, and that's going to continue until at whatever point we have a budget.
Where are you and where are your colleagues in the House on the plan the governor has put forward?
So we're with them conceptually. We like the idea of getting 20% more to teachers. There is some question about the mechanism for doing that and the time frame and that sort of thing. But we're with them in prioritizing teacher pay. We're working through the numbers right now to just make sure everything pencils out. We're redirecting as much revenue from other areas that aren't critical areas that are outside of education to education and specifically. And I'm optimistic that we're going to get something pretty close.
It seems, though, that there's some difference of opinion as far as the revenue projections, basically how much money the state has to spend, which is kind of the baseline that you have to start with when you're crafting a budget, right?
Absolutely. The first discussion you have is what revenue is going to be coming down the pike, because that's the basis for your spending. And so, you know, the governor put out some revenue projections that were modified upwards. And he's right that we are definitely in a good spot economically, and we're anticipating a lot of growth. We just want to make sure that we're also not overshooting it, that what we come up with is real, not only for budgeting in general, but just to communicate confidence, frankly, to teachers out there that this is a real teacher pay raise that's not dependent on something that may or may not unfold over the next 2 or 3 years.
Well, you mentioned the governor's office's revenue projections. Your budget analyst, the Joint Legislative Budget Committee, put out an analysis that shows a much less rosy picture. Are you more inclined to go with JLBC or the governor's office on this?
So again, that's pretty typical as far as disagreements between the executive and the legislature. And the executive tends to have a bit of a higher forecast. This is definitely a larger gap than we have seen, at least in recent years. But I think there's growing belief that we are going to be seeing growth. The question is how much. And there's also other ways to find revenue. And that's just the way it is. There's always pots of money out there, ongoing or one-time pots of money. That we want to make sure are a fallback if the revenue doesn't come in quite what the governor has suggested.
Is your priority right now finding raises for teachers and other support staff, or are you just focusing on teachers right now?
So, you know, one of the frustrations is the legislature doesn't really micromanage district budgets, even teacher pay. But if we're going to be targeting something, we're going to be focusing on teachers. We're going to be allocating hundreds of millions of new dollars aside from additional resources for teacher pay. And there is an ability for districts to use those resources to go to support staff and other critical areas of education. But the legislature is going to continue to focus specifically on getting teachers the pay they deserve, not to suggest others don't deserve it, but we know we're giving the resources to districts so that they can cover those areas already.
Do you think that the legislature and the governor can fund the 20% teacher pay increase and do some of the other stuff the teachers want? For example, the district additional assistance, some of the other funding measures that they would like as well?
I'm going to say yes, I believe so. It does sort of depend on what that looks like, especially, you know, what time frame. We are talking about 20% by 2020, so that leaves us just a couple, two, 3 years. That's a big jump. But I'm very confident we're going to get at least close to that, or a version of that that will make teachers very happy, that will make, frankly, those supporting the Red for Ed movement very happy. Are we going to appease everybody? No. But we're going to come out with something, and I think in the relatively near future, that's really good for teachers, and that's a great thing.
What is the mood among your caucus based on the vetoes that Governor Ducey issued last week, which really had nothing to do with the content of the bills, but really had to do with getting him the 20% pay raise for teachers?
So, yeah, those vetoes were definitely frustrating, which I did communicate to him, and many of my caucus are frustrated by the vetoes. It didn't really do anything to speed things along. It did probably intensify some emotions, which can make getting this done a little more challenging. We were working in this direction anyway. You know, the governor came out with the plan, you know, in April, and so that's unusual. Usually you start with this type of thing in January, but, you know, the times are what they are, and we want to work with him to get a good budget that has teacher pay.
Is it your gut feeling that the final product on this will be basically what the governor has come forward with? Do you believe that there is room for negotiation, some kind of middle ground, maybe something closer to what you and your colleagues in the legislature are looking for?
So there's always compromise in the budget. There's always the negotiation process. We are all in agreement on getting the teacher pay raise as high as possible and implemented in as short a time as practical. And so I do think where the governor is, where he came out, as well as where the legislature is now, that we're very close. You know, we've got to work through some of the details and prioritizations, but I'm confident we're going to get there. And I think the vast majority of teachers in the state and other folks will look at what we do and see it as more than reasonable and be very excited that this means higher teacher paychecks.
All right. That's House Speaker J.D. Mesnard. Mr. Speaker, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.